Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Jaya Radha Kunja Bihari Radha Kunja Bihari Radha Kunja Bihari Rama
Jaya Radha Kunja Bihari Radha Kunja Bihari Radha Kunja Bihari Radhe
Jaya Gaura Nita Gaura Nita Gaura Nita Shri Shri Gaura Nita
Jaya Gaura Nita Gaura Nita Gaura Nita Jaya Gaura
Jaya Jaya Prabhupada 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada
Jaya Jaya Prabhupada 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 Prabhupada
Hari bol, Hari bol, Hari bol.
Nitai Gaur Hari bol, Hari bol, Hari bol, Hari bol.
Shri Hari Nama Sankirtan Ki Jai, Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai, Gaur Premanande.
जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी
राधा माधव
कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी
गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी
यशोदा नंदन व्रज जन रंजन
यशोदा नंदन व्रज जन रंजन
यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन
यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन
यमुना तीरावनचारी
यमुना तीरावनचारी
यमुना तीरावनचारी
यमुना तीरा
Krishna, Krishna, Krishna
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna Hare Hare
Hare Krishna
Krishna Krishna
Krishna
Hare Hare
Hare
Hare Rama
Hare Rama
Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare
హరినామ సంకీర్తనకి అనంత కోటి వైష్ణవ వృందకి శ్రీల ప్రభుపాదకి సమవేత భక్త వృందకి ఓం అజ్ఞానత నిరంధస్య జ్ఞానాంజన శలాకయ చక్షుః ఉన్మీలితం యేన తస్మై శ్రీ గురవే నమః నమో విష్ణుపాదాయ కృష్ణపృష్టాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామినితి నామినే నమస్తే సారస్వతే దేవే గౌరవాణీ ప్రచారిణే నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్య దేశతారిణే వాంఛాకల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ కృపా సింధుభ్య ఏవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః జయ శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీయద్వైత గదాధర శ్రీవాసాది గౌరభక్తవృంద హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే హరే
వెల్కమ్ ఆల్ ఆఫ్ యూ ఫర్ ద నెక్టర్ ఆఫ్ ఇన్స్ట్రక్షన్ క్లాస్ లాస్ట్ టైం వి డిడ్ అత్యాహార అండ్ ప్రయాస్ And I want to say a little bit more about them from the Bhaktiya Loka, the famous book of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. I will show you some points. Then today we will proceed with the next two items. Prajalpa and Niyamagraha. And those two we will do today also. Is coming? Okay. We'll recite the shloka first. Atyahara prayasascha Prajalpo niyamagraha
Prajalpo niyamagraha
Janasangascha laulyamcha
Janasangascha laulyamcha
Shadbhirbhaktir vinashyati
Shadbhirbhaktir vinashyati.
The six items that destroy our devotional service, spoil our devotional service are this. He teaches us six items to avoid, and what gains we achieve by avoiding them. So last time we discussed a little bit about this. Atyahara has two meanings: eating more than necessary and collecting more funds than required, or accumulating anything that becomes unfavorable for bhakti. And over-endeavoring for mundane things that are difficult to obtain, the big material struggle due to over-ambition or greed. I'm talking unnecessarily is prajalpa, which we will discuss today. And the fourth one is either rejecting or accepting the rules, but in an improper way. Which means like, you know, not accepting the rules and regulations and rejecting them in the path of bhakti, which are all anukul or favorable, that is bad. Or accepting them not for spiritual advancement, but in a ritualistic fashion. So I will show you many examples for this also. And then the fifth one is associating with non-devotees, worldly minded people. And the last one is being very greedy for mundane achievements, mundane greed. So we will do the third and fourth item today. So, what is the importance of these six items for us as practicing devotees? We lose the essence of human life by indulging in these six type of activities. And we come under Bahiranga Shakti or Maya Shakti. And we suffer threefold miseries, Adi Atmika, Adi Bhautika, Adi Devika. I showed you last time. Also, there is a difference between Mahatma and Duratma. Or Kripana. Mahatmas are devotees. They are under Antaranga Shakti. And Duratma or Kripana means they are under Bahiranga Shakti, external energy. So the Kripanas, Duratmas, they try to do sense gratification with the senses and mind. Whereas Mahatmas use their senses, their body, their mind, everything in Lord's service. So, and the Kripanas lead a life which is all temporary, which is finished. Whereas the Mahatmas lead a life which will take them to eternity, Amritam, Amritatvam. So now I will show you Bhakti Aloka notes by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Should I make it bigger, this letters? Enough? So, you see what Bhaktivinoda Thakur says about Atyahara. He says that we can accept sense objects, but not in a spirit of enjoyment. But in a spirit of service, they can be accepted. Like a family feels that we need a car to go to temple. We have two children now, and we can't go in a bike. In the morning time, there are dogs in the streets. We need a car. It is not considered, you know, accumulating too much. It may be necessary for a family, a small car, not very costly car. So then they may purchase a car which assists in their devotional service. And then they go daily to the temple, attend Mangalarati classes, japa and everything. It's very nice. So maybe we sometimes say we are chasing after car and bungalow and money and everything. No, but you may use it in Krishna service. It's called Yukta Vairagya. So Mahaprabhu gave an order that accept sense objects without attachment and for Krishna service. Same with Bhagavad Prasadam also. He says, if one accumulates more than necessary, his spiritual life will be lost due to his being controlled by material mellows. There are spiritual mellows, material mellows. So the spiritual mellows are awake and you feel very spiritually joyful and your life becomes very easy and simple. But when material mellows are awakened, then one feels greed. One feels great want for material commodities. Last time I showed you one small video of the brahmachari with a copian. He wanted a cat to prevent the rat from biting the copian. Then for the cat he got milk from a cow. Then he got a cow and then he became a big jamindar. His material mellows increased instead of spiritual mellows. So Guruji was shocked after 6 months when he came. The fellow was stooped in material life. So that's what is not wanted. We want to keep our life simple and Krishna conscious. So at the same time, we have to know the need versus luxury. So we can keep ourselves in the zone of needs, and needs one can definitely accumulate. Any grihastha, family person needs a house to live, and then suddenly they need dress to wear, they need food to eat, and they may need some vehicle to commute from one place to another. So those are all basic needs. And you all understand what is meant by luxury. When we go for luxury, it is very painful to get the luxuries by looking at other people in society. Last time I devoted a lot of time talking about trying to impress their relatives and society, isn't it? Similarly, therefore he says, householders can collect to maintain their family members. They can earn their livelihood and save according to religious principles. With these savings, they should serve the Lord, the devotees, guests, family members and themselves. So, but in the name of saving, if one is going for saving too much, say for example, say in those days, you know, one fellow had a big own house, independent bungalow, and you know, he had about 40 to 50 lakhs savings also. And his parents also were giving him some property and facilities. He was the only son. So he used to come to temple. But then when he got married, his wife told, see, you only have 40 to 50 lakhs. It's better that you work hard in the company. You don't go to temple at least for 5 years after the marriage so that you can make it into 1 crore. What you have 40 to 50 lakhs now. You touch 1 crore, then I will give you more freedom to go to the temple. She was not a devotee. So she was a little pious lady, but then she wanted him to make money. So when he touched 1 crore, she said, now you can go to temple once a week, but you have to make it 5 crores, so that we are very secure. If you do that, then I can give you more time to go for other programs, you know, the weekly programs also, but you have to touch 5 crores. So this fellow, in the course of making it 5 crore, he became very weak in devotional service. So in this world, you will find there is always, by the time you reach one stage, you want more, there is no end to that. So therefore, too much wanting to save too much for generations, then it becomes Atyahara, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says. As far as the sadhus are concerned, they don't collect at all. He has to be satisfied with whatever comes every day, otherwise he is guilty of Atyahara, he says. If a sadhu gets into a collecting and saving mode, he is finished. He has to lead a simple life. Any sadhu who becomes too much money-minded, he will eventually go out of the ashram and he will get married and settled. He will not be fitting in a renounced order. Renounced people means their mati should be completely absorbed in study of the shastra, preaching shastra, wearing simple dress, eating simple food. His delight is not in eating or sleeping or, you know, money or sense gratification. A sadhu's delight is studying shastra, relishing the relationship with the Lord, and sharing it with the world. Neither should he eat more, nor should he collect more. Then in Prayas he is saying, please read the underlined portion.
Only devotional service is the natural propensity or inherent occupation.
Actually, if you are an engineer, you do engineering occupation. If you are a doctor, you do the medical occupation. If you are a chartered accountant, you deal with the money and balance sheet and all that, isn't it? So this is occupation for the body. What is occupation for the soul? That is Bhagavata Dharma, is occupation for the soul. And that is the original occupation, the everlasting occupation imperishable occupation, even after the jiva leaves the body and goes to next body. Because the eternal occupation is called Bhagavata Dharma, Sanatana Dharma, which we do in the spiritual world. And we have come here and we have become covered over by body, and this body has its own dharma, engineer dharma, doctor dharma, chartered accountant dharma, that is superficial. So we have to return back to our original dharma. Right now you cannot give up the, your external dharma completely, because you have a body also. You have to act as a chartered accountant, engineer, doctor. But one should know this is a temporary dharma. And the permanent dharma is Sanatana Dharma, Bhagavad Dharma, which is soul's occupation, which is devotional service. And go ahead.
In one's inherent occupation, there is no need of prayas. Still, in the living entity's conditioned state, there is need for a small amount of prayas in order to cultivate devotional service. Except this little prayas, all other kinds of prayas are unfavorable for devotional service. Yeah.
Little prayas is required. Little endeavor is required. Like, no family man can say that, I have become very serious in bhakti. Now I don't want to go to company. I don't want to do any job. Me and my wife and children will stay at home and eat and sleep. And my wife will bring more and more dowry regularly. Is it proper for a man to live on wife's dowry all the time? He has to go for a job. And he has to educate his children. And he has to do some family duties. Like, say spending some time with the children, teaching them their school studies or something. And spend some time with wife and parents also and everybody. So he can't run away from it. Therefore, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, building a house, accumulating grains, and begetting children and raising them, caring for parents and wife, it's very much a part of a householder's life. And along with that, one should do devotional service. Then there is no prayas. But prayas, karma prayas for a man means working 16 hours a day, 14 hours a day, going early morning, coming late night, and not having time to chant, not having time to read Prabhupada books, not getting time to go to temple. One becomes a workaholic. So I had one seminar in those days called Work and Be Holy, Not a Workaholic. So what is the meaning of that? Work and be holy means you can make your work holy when you do job, earn money and give some portion of the money to Krishna service, then your work becomes a holy work. And also you make a slight endeavor, you don't make too much endeavor. You work 8 hours, 10 hours, 11 hours max, 10, 11 hours, 10 hours. But if one works for 12 hours, 14 hours, 16 hours, it becomes too much prayas. And basically one does that because one is leading a luxurious life and one wants to extravagantly spend money. People want to purchase too many dresses. They want to buy too many toys. They want to put their child in a costly school. They want to accumulate, multiple facilities. Some homes have 2-3 TVs also. They have 2-3 cars also. Isn't it? Or they want a very big bungalow. They are not happy with 2 BHK house. They want a 3 BHK. Or sometimes they want a independent bungalow, row house or something like that. Or they want to live in a posh area, which is very costly. Or their lifestyle is very lavish. Lavish lifestyle. So then they are getting into luxury mode. Then if a middle class man wants to be in luxury mode, then he'll have to slog hard like anything. Then he goes to karma prayas. Then he talks about jnana prayas. For example, if somebody wants to follow Kevala Advaita, which means he wants to merge in Brahma Jyoti and feel I am God, that is jnana prayas. It's useless because he will fall after a long duration of period. Please read it. Underline portion. Yeah.
Living entity cannot remain in his constitutional form without being subordinate to the Lord.
Therefore,
servitorship of the Lord is his constitutional duty.
Yeah. So we are actually Krishna Das, Jivara Sarupahoi, Krishna Nitya Das. If somebody forgets this role and he tries to do prayas in order to merge into Brahman and attain peace, or he wants to attain siddhis, Rashtra siddhis, 8 siddhis, and then become a yogi, then a lot of unnecessary yoga prayas or jnana prayas is made. And the jnana prayas is what? They study a lot of various books, speculative books. And they also stretch their mind to speculate. So those are called jnana prayas, it's called. So, Just 1 minute, I will check whether I have a picture. I'm looking for one. Yeah, I can see here picture of a Swanishtha devotee. According to Srimad Bhagavatam, it says, you saw the picture here? Yeah. See, this fellow is doing a job, but his Krishna consciousness is being percolated by the job thoughts. When he's chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, you know, he's thinking about the company job, oh, boss will catch me, he will ask me this, ask me that. So he's not able to chant peacefully. So, Dharma Swanishtita Pumsam Vishvaksena Katasiyaha Na Utpadayet Yadiratim Shrama Yevahi Kevalam. So, he is attached to his work in this world. So, that means he identifies himself more as a body working in this world, making money, my family, my job, my bank balance, you know, my material activities in this world. So, spiritual life is a little bit in the background. Therefore, whenever he has to do spiritual activities, it is percolated by material thoughts. Correct, no? But here you see, the person, this attached Swanishtha, he says here. But here is a detached Swanishtha, you see. Here is a person, his job is a smaller circle. Krishna consciousness is more. What happens with him? He, in the morning he rises, he does Mangalarti, Narsingarti, Tulsi Arti, along with wife and children, and then he teaches his child Narsingarti and everything, and he reads Bhagavatam with them, and then he takes prasad and carries prasad to company. In the company also, his job is percolated by Krishna consciousness. Huh? Why? Because he's telling his friends, my dear friends, do you know Janmashtami is coming shortly? You know, we are having very nice programs. Would you like to come? He gives invitations to them. And then they ask which organization you are talking. Then he gives Prabhupada's books to them. Hmm? That means even while doing job, his life is actually, you know, absorbed like a sponge in water is absorbed with Krishna consciousness like that. Then here is the Parinishta Bhakta. Parinishta Bhakta means, see the job I have shown in dot dots I have shown. Which means for him Krishna consciousness is everything and he can take any type of job which will not interfere with his Krishna consciousness. For example, he feels that the IT job is very demanding, so he is ready to switch over to teaching job. Because if a tuition job is only 4 or 5 hours a day, he doesn't care whether society considers it prestigious or not. Basically, he has to make some money to run the family. And then he can devote a lot of time for Krishna. So he always asks the Guru, I am thinking of switching over to this job, which is a much lighter material job. He said, all right, so that I can give more time to Krishna. Then he can go and seek guidance from Guru and do a lot of services and everything. Parinishta. Then there is Nirapeksha Bhakta. See what happened here? Where is job here? He and his wife feel that now our sons, daughters have grown up now. They all are getting settled in job and family. Now they're standing on their own leg now. And we have our own house. We have made some savings in the bank. Now let us devote our life to Guru completely. That is Nirapeksha. No more expectation. Actually, I have made it very simple to understand. Nirapeksha devotee means somewhat like Madhavendrapuri. It's actually a very advanced stage. He's fully devoted to the Lord. And then Parinishta means he is surrendered fully. He is willing to follow whatever Guru says. For him, Krishna consciousness is higher priority than the material life. Like that. And in this way, detached Swanishta means Krishna consciousness percolates the job. Attached Swanishta means then Shramayevahi Kevala, he says. Because then he is allowing his spiritual life to be spoiled by material worries and anxieties and fear of the future and all that. Okay. So, in this way you understood. Then, therefore that attached Swanishtha means he is doing prayas. Correct? Now, other people are not doing prayas. Understood? No? Yeah. Like that he says. Yeah. Okay. So now we will, let us proceed with the PowerPoint now. Okay, please read it, Prajalpa. So, Atyahara, Prayasascha, third one is Prajalpo. Let us discuss about Prajalpa now. Yeah. Yes?
Prajalpa, unnecessary talking. To uselessly criticize and gossip about others, which is a gross misuse of time. Analogy, croaking toads.
See, there is one verse in the Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th canto. I can show you the verse. Yeah. So that verse says, there's one more verse. Yeah, this is the verse. Please repeat. Paraswabhava karmani.
Paraswabhava karmani.
Yah prashansati nindati.
Yah prashansati nindati.
Sashu brashyate swarthad.
Sashu brashyate swarthad.
Asatya viniveshatah.
Asatya viniveshatah.
Srimad Bhagavatam 11.28.2. Please read the translation.
Whoever indulges in praising or criticizing the qualities and behavior of others will quickly become deviated from his own best interest by his entanglement in illusory dualities.
Yeah. So, Nate Vidu Swartha Katim Hi Vishnu means our real self-interest is to attain spiritual world, attain service to Krishna, and that will be hampered. We cannot attain bhakti. He says, when we are simply praising or criticizing others based on envy principle. For example, somebody praises a devotee, but the praise comes from envy. Like people say, hey, you got a Benz car? Really, I only have a Sandero. What is the meaning of that? I also want Benz car. So it appears he is praising, but his praising is based on the principle of envy. How did this fool get a Benz? In my college days, he was never intelligent. And I was a topper, and I am using Sandero and he is using Benz car. Like that, one things like that. So, then it praising is also based on envy principle. Now, criticizing also. For example, making unhealthy comparisons and criticizing people in this world. Even neophyte devotees, they criticize each other. He is inferior, I am superior. Like somebody says, I can give better class, he gives inferior class. I can sing better than him. Why are they giving him chance to sing? Isn't it? I can manage festivals better. Why did they make him the in charge of festival committee? Or some Mataji says, on festival days they should have given me the cooking opportunity. I cook so well for the deities. How are they giving some junior lady to cook? In this way, sometimes one thinks that I am the person doing best service. Atmano bhakti darpataha, he says. The ahankar that I can do the service best. Because of that we criticize others. Oh, he cannot do anything. His service performance is useless. I am better than others. So that is one type of criticism. Or sometimes the authorities say that he may be junior, but he is very talented in this. Therefore, we want to give him this service. Then one may say, but you know, he is too young. He can't handle the pride that will come from the service. So many people will praise him. He will fall down. I want to save him. So he gives service to me. You know, somebody may say like that, isn't it? So, the pride and envy can come in varieties of ways. Generally, we all have experienced that we criticize others, especially those who are doing service in the same line. Like book distributors sometimes may think other book distributors shouldn't get ahead of me. Similar preachers should think that I should be the best preacher. Singer may think I should be the best singer. Mridanga player thinks I should be the best mridangam player. If somebody has come and plays better mridangam than me, then I feel little uneasy. Hey, where this fellow has come from? Like that. So in this way, therefore hear what he is saying here. What to do with the propensity he is saying? The prajalpa. Prajalpa means useless talk that we all do as about other devotees. Even sometimes what happens, two devotees have a slight clash. But this devotee goes and tells everybody about bad about the other devotee, which is very bad to do. So, this Ravindraswar Prabhu says, we should not talk about each other, we should talk to each other. That's what people don't do. If you talk to each other, the problem is solved. But if you talk about each other in your own circles, then Prajalpaya expands all around. So, therefore he is saying here, see, you can write here. You can speak this one, read this.
One praises a superior materialist because one aspires to that superior position.
Okay.
In which one may dominate others.
Hey, you are able to be such a big controller, I want to be like you. That's based on envy, that praise, isn't it? And then here he says, you can read this one. Read this one.
The words asatya abhi niveshatah by absorption in the temporary or unreal indicate that one should not adopt a concept of material duality and praise or criticize other materialistic persons.
Not only materialistic persons, even materialistic things also. For example, you know, Shita Ushna Sukha Dukkha Manapaman. Totally six dualities are mentioned. Now Shita Ushna actually means, you know, the conditions. Hey, it is very cold climate today, no? Isn't it? Hey, it's very hot now today. Hey, so it appears it's going to rain today, no? Hey, it appears that, you know. So many people talk about the climatic conditions. And regarding food also people comment. Oh, today only poha, is it? Very bad. Very bad. Oh, today, what is the sabji? Oh, that sabji, I don't like it. I think you also don't like it, isn't it? So people talk a lot about the food. So Krishna says in 2.14, don't talk about all this. Tam stitikshasva. If you don't like something, don't talk about it. You know, what vibrations are you creating for others by talking ill of a sabji, ill of prasadam? Prasadam is mercy. Whether it is simple sabji or very special sabji, whether it is simple sweet like halwa or it is special sweet like, you know, shrikhand or gulab jamun or something, you know. Whatever it is, just accept it as Krishna's mercy. By talking, what happens? You waste your time, you waste your energy, you unnecessarily fill others' heads with useless stuff. You don't gain also. And one more thing he says, by talking about mundane things repeatedly, our mind becomes absorbed in them. Whatever we talk about, our mind becomes absorbed. That means if we talk about Shita Ushna, my Sukha Dukkha, my Man Apaman to other people, my whole time and energy and consciousness and WhatsApp back and forth messages and personal meetings with people, so they take away my energy and time. And my time that is meant to be utilized in Krishna service becomes reduced by that. So that's what he is saying, that you have two possibilities. Absorb in Krishna or absorb in dualities. Dualities means Sukha Dukkha Shita Ushna Manapman. So some people absorb in dualities. Most people. And a few intelligent people, they don't unnecessarily talk prajalpa. They keep their tongue under control. They even watch their sound vibration coming out of their mouth. What am I talking? Was my talk fruitful? One example I'll tell you. Sometimes on phone, you are shouting at somebody that, you know, you could have done this, you could have done that, this could you have done, this is so easy, you wasted time, this, that, almost 40 minutes you spoke. And then after talking that, you tell them, now I will just put it all in a very nice email format so that you will perfectly do it, you say. And then you type mail in another 1 hour and you send. So how much time you wasted? Yeah. See, this 1 hour anyway you are going to write mail. Was it necessary to shout on phone 40 minutes? That is prajalpa. You will see that. And why we talked? Because we take our sukha dukkha too much seriously. We want to vent out our pleasure and pain to other people. Another example of prajalpa. When we become afflicted by anger, for example, we spend out lot of energy from our system that hurts others also, and we also expend lot of energy, and later on we come to the point of workable solution, which is anyway going to be done. But we have wasted our energy and we have spoiled the relationship with them also. Therefore, Krishna says, winter bath and summer kitchen, both are not pleasurable. Summer kitchen is not liked by ladies for cooking. winter bath is not liked by anybody, chill water bath. But he says, in both cases, tolerate. Tamsti Dikshaswa, he says. If you tolerate, then you save your time, you save others' time. Especially now, after the smartphone came, the whole globe is surrounded by global gossip. So much people talked. Even I had a phone before, and I used to get 80 to 100 calls a day because I am president of Pune Temple. So when my calls crossed 80 to 90 calls, I started feeling heat in the ears with a simple button phone. So I went to the doctor. Doctor said, it's no good for you to receive so many calls every day. He said, you should have an emailing system or something. You modify the system. And over the years, I changed it. Now I have an assistant who receives the calls. And other people know I am more available on email than on phone. So unnecessarily people don't contact on mail unless they want to contact. And also in this way we have to find out how to avoid useless talk. If somebody is first talking on phone and then writing mail, tell them, you directly write. Later on we can talk. So he says that criticizing materialistic persons. One more example he will say now as we proceed here. Yeah, read
it. One should praise the pure devotees of the Supreme Lord and criticize the mentality of rebellion against the personality of Godhead.
Ah, this you can do, which Prabhupada did. That means if somebody surrenders to Krishna, he says, see, he is becoming a wonderful devotee. He is coming to our movement, he is chanting Hare Krishna, he is accepting prasad, he is dancing, so fortunate soul. He is becoming Krishna conscious, he will go back to Godhead and look at the non-devotees, namam duskritino. Mudha, prapadyante, naradhama, maya, aparat. When you say this, then many people will say that, okay, we don't want to be non-devotee atheists. You will become devotees. Then you have done a great service. Because then they come to temple, they chant Hare Krishna, they read the books, they will go back to Godhead. So it's a fruitful thing. Go ahead.
One should not criticize a low-class materialist thinking that a high-class materialist is nice.
Just like sometimes amongst the pigs there is a discussion. Whether wet stool is good or dry stool is good. But most of the pigs like wet stool. They think it is very fresh. Dry stool is very dry. But ultimately stool is stool only. Similarly, if somebody is a poor materialist, is below poverty line, or somebody is upper middle class, is a materialist, saying that, oh, he is a better materialist, he is an inferior materialist, it's useless. Because materialist is, it's like comparing, C-class jail, B-class jail, A-class jail. Hey, those thieves are so fortunate, they are in A-class jail. We are not so fortunate, we are in B-class jail. Similarly, see, the devatas are in heaven, they are more fortunate, we are in hell. If somebody says it's foolishness, because ultimately jail is a jail. So you can talk about staying in material world versus staying in spiritual world. That comparison you can make, because one is a free citizen, one is a thief in the jail. Correct, no? That's what he is saying. I like that you can compare. I read this.
One should distinguish between the material and the spiritual and should not become absorbed in good and bad on the material platform. Citizen distinguishes between the life of civil freedom and that of imprisonment, whereas a foolish prisoner distinguishes between comfortable and uncomfortable prison cells. Just as for a free citizen, any situation in prison is unacceptable, for a liberated, Krishna-conscious devotee, any material position is unappealing.
Like you ask people, which jail you prefer, B-class jail or A-class jail? What jail you should prefer? No jail. Correct, na? Similarly, we don't want to be in material world, we want to go back to Godhead. So, now Bhakshan Sutakur gives a very nice point. He says, here you will see, I read this.
Rather than trying to separate conditioned souls by materialistic distinctions, one should bring them together to chant the holy names of the Lord and propagate the Sankirtan movement of Lord Chaitanya.
That means bring everybody, young people, old people, men and women and children, educated, uneducated, poor people, rich people. Don't distinguish on material platform. Bring all types of people, which still Prabhupada did very intelligently. Bring everybody. Whoever is ready to chant, bring them, he says. And then?
A non-devotee or even an envious third-class devotee is not interested in uniting people on the platform of love of Godhead. Instead, he unnecessarily separates them by emphasizing material distinctions like communist, capitalist, black, white, rich, poor, liberal, conservative, and so on. Material life is always imperfect, full of ignorance and disappointing in the end.
Like even amongst devotees, there is a clash between liberal devotees and conservative devotees. And some people say, hey, he's a feminist devotee, he is favorable for lady devotees, and other, and then those people will say, hey, he's a male chauvinist devotee. You know, so these are all not very good, because this will divide our society. Instead, we should see devotee as a devotee. Some people say, hey, this is an Indian devotee, hey, he's a foreign body devotee. Hey, he's a very rich devotee, he's a poor devotee. No, devotee is a devotee. Accept as devotees. Prabhupada, Ambarish Prabhu, who was a millionaire, he told Prabhupada actually treated me like one of the devotees. He didn't treat me like a millionaire coming. Hey, millionaire has come. He didn't give him special treatment. He treated me with other devotees and I felt very comfortable, he said. I didn't expect that I should be given a different type of treatment because I am initiated disciple of Prabhupada. He said, Prabhupada treated me just along with other devotees, like a fellow devotee. So in this way, Prabhupada accommodated everybody under one umbrella of Krishna's lotus feet. So he didn't praise or criticize based on superficial bodily designations. He accepted everyone and all. So in the same manner, then prajalpa can be avoided. Read the example, second example. Newspaper.
Newspapers, magazines, novels, crossword puzzles.
Yeah. So you find the newspapers, you know, public outraged, you know, accidents, murders, you know, they disturb your mind when you read the newspapers. And they don't give any solution also. On the other hand, see the Srimad Bhagavatam. Read it. Below.
Shrotavya.
No, below Srimad Bhagavatam.
Srimad Bhagavatam is a treasure house of cultural knowledge that promises to the fill the present needs of humanity.
Actually, there's a mistake I think here.
Srimad Bhagavatam is a treasure house of cultural knowledge that promises to fill the present needs of humanity for peace, friendship and prosperity with a common cause.
Yes. Prabhupada brought about universal brotherhood between all the countries. More than 125 countries came for the Golden Jubilee celebration of Calcutta and Mayapur. So Prabhupada actually practically has done it. He has brought people of different countries and all under the one umbrella of his cause. So therefore one devotee said, Prabhupada created a house in which the whole world can live in. And even when foreign devotees meet Indian devotees, they feel very happy that the Indian devotees are born in India in the land of Krishna, and they are eager to learn from many things, shloka and everything from them. And Indian devotees, we see the foreign devotees, they are amazed, my Lord, even though they are born in foreign country, they have taken to Krishna consciousness so seriously, and they are lovers of Prabhupada. So in this way, Prabhupada brought about great unification of all the different countries under one roof of Krishna consciousness. And that is the beauty of Bhagavatam. So reading Bhagavatam unites the world, and reading newspaper and all kinds of criminal activities disturbs the mind, agitates the mind and makes one feel insecure and depressed and hopeless and crazy, lazy, reading such kind of newspapers. Therefore he is saying, Shotavyadeni Rajendra Ninam Santi Sahasrashaha Apashyatam Atmatattvam Griheshu Grihamedhinam. He is saying that, you know, it's people spend so much time talking thousands of subject matters, he's saying. People talk about business in the train, people talk about academics, people talk about cinema actors, actresses, people talk about sports. So many subjects they talk about. You see here, see the picture here. You know, people spend playing cards, isn't it? Similarly, you see this fellow is fish catching. I think he has too much time, I think. Ample of time. And see these boys and girls, they are all watching, you know, either TV or they are watching their movies in their smartphones, spending all that time. And there are people doing socio-political debates, like below you see, isn't it? This party, that party, fighting, spending. This fellow is criticizing them and they criticize him, and it is endless. Ultimately, both the parties have their vested interests. They have their material motives. And the public knows it. And they find amongst the two who is less dangerous. Like that they think. Isn't it whom to choose? So in this way, people do prajalpa in various ways. Yeah, please read it.
Solution. Not waste valuable time and energy. Talk about Krishna consciousness subjects only. Intelligent, interested in Krishna consciousness should never take part in them.
In such wasteful activities, like I showed you before, isn't it? One shouldn't waste time fish catching, playing with cards, watching TV. It's all waste of time, debating, unnecessary debate and everything. Here is a beautiful verse, 4:30:19, it says, Griheshu avishatam chapi vamsam kushala karmanam madvarta yata yamanam na bandaya griha mataha. He says that Griheshu avishatam chapi. Avishatam means to enter. Even if one enters grihasthashrama, pumsam, but he is kushala karmana. He knows the art of work. How to live in that family life being Krishna conscious. Then what happens? How does he do that kushala karmana? Madhvarta yata yamana na bandha yagrihamataha. When he is absorbed in aligning with the Lord's teachings, he doesn't get bound. He says, read that.
Those who are engaged in auspicious activities in devotional service certainly understand that the ultimate enjoyer or beneficiary of all activities is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Thus, when one acts, he offers the results to the Supreme Personality of Godhead and passes life always engaged in the topics of the Lord. Even though such a person may be participating in family life, he is not affected by the results of his actions.
He is not led to karma bandhanam. So you, just because a man has a wife, children, family, job, you can't say he is entangled. Because what is he doing? How is he spending his time? He says that he is always engaged in the topics of the Lord. He passes his life like that. Yeah, that is his heart. Like you can see here, this is a family. The husband, children, wife, they are all simply absorbed in doing kirtan and discussing Bhagavatam. There are families like this, you will see. So they don't get entangled, he is saying. Yeah, here a couple of examples we are given. Like, you know, read the title.
Material activities for sense gratification are the cause of material bondage.
Yes.
Whereas, the very same activities for the satisfaction of Krishna are the cause of liberation.
So, whether you are a brahmachari or a grihastha, if you act for sense gratification, we get entangled. And if you act for Krishna service, we get liberated. Example is here. Milk, for example. If you take, say, condensed milk, very tasty. Rabadi, isn't it? Sweet rice. So, sometimes when you take a little excess quantity, some devotees take one glass of sweet rice, two glass sweet rice, three glass sweet rice, isn't it? During yatra and all. Next day, they have diarrhea. Motion continuously. They run to bathroom 3-4 times. So then how do they get rid of the diarrhea? For that, then the doctor prescribes him dahi, which is another type of milk preparation. From milk only you make the dahi, where they put some black pepper and some salt. And then when he takes the dahi, it blocks the diarrhea. Correct, no? It's amazing. So somebody may say, hey, this fellow took milk product and that's why he's suffering. How can he prescribe another milk product like dahi? They don't know, One milk product causes diarrhea, another milk product causes stoppage of diarrhea. Similarly, one material activity, getting married to a lady, having a wife and children and job and running here, running there, that is like drinking excess of milk, milk products. Then diarrhea means one suffers in material entanglement. But the other one, dahi, and that is like Krishna conscious activities. In the family life, when one takes to Krishna consciousness, reading some of the grihasthas relish Bhagavatam so much, like Parvati and Shiva are family, correct, no? And they are sitting and discussing Bhagavatam, and they are regularly hearing lectures, they are reading the Bhagavatam, and they both are spiritual minded, they go to temple together with the family, they render sevas in the temple, so that mati becomes completely absorbed in Krishna consciousness. Where is the entanglement, he is asking. And another example given is this. Many kings were blessed with material opulences like Prithu, Prahala, Janaka, Dhruva, Vaivashvata Manu, Ikshvaku Raja. They all had material opulences and they never misused the material opulences. Rather, they used all the opulences in Krishna's service. But in case a devotee gets a lot of material opulence and is becoming materialistic, then what the Lord will do? Yasyaham Manugruhnami Harishyetardhanam Shanai. Then Lord will withdraw that opulence because opulence is becoming a stumbling block in devotional service. So if he is able to use material opulence in devotional service, Lord is happy. If he is misusing, Lord will withdraw the opulence so that he comes on his hands and knees and surrenders to Lord after that. Okay. Now I want to show you one. Okay, we'll read this. See, in Prajalpa, he is saying that there are many types of Prajalpa. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has categorized it. You read this, Prabhu?
Godless Prajalpas are impediments to devotional service. There are many types. They are of many types. Useless talks, arguments, gossip, debates, fault finding in others, speaking falsehoods, blaspheming devotees and worldly talk are all called Prajalpa.
See, so many varieties are there in that. First he is talking about useless talk, yeah?
Useless talk is extremely detrimental. Practicing devotees should discuss topics of Lord Hari in the association of other devotees and remember Hari's name, form, qualities and pastimes in a secluded place without uselessly wasting time.
Yeah. Why he is saying secluded place? Like Advaita Acharya would sit with Vaishnavas in a circle, all of them, and they would study Bhagavatam in his home. Yeah. Otherwise, if you go to public places, there are many non-devotees who don't like to talk about Krishna. Yeah. For example, can you go to a club and study Bhagavatam there? We have so many clubs, isn't it? In the clubs, people come for smoking, drinking, playing golf, playing soccer. Correct? No, people come for such activities. That's not a conducive place. So therefore, secluded means you and other like-minded devotees. You can form a team of 4 devotees, 6 devotees, 10 devotees. Make a circle and then everybody brings their Bhagavatam book. And then read some section, Ambarish Maharaj, Prithu Maharaj section, take. And then Prabhupada has given such amazing purport. You just have to read the shloka, read the translation purport and then discuss. If you don't understand something, write a mail to senior devotees and ask them, I don't understand this, can you please help me? It's very easy, he says. So, one should avoid useless talk by substituting it by Bhagavatam study circle, he says. Otherwise, one will uselessly waste time otherwise. And then read it in Bhagavad Gita.
In the Bhagavad Gita 10.829 and 9.14, it is said, Aham Sarvasya, Mad Chitta, Satatam Kirtayantoma.
Yeah, so these verses say that Bodhayanta Parasparam, my devotees come together and discuss about me. Satatam Kirtayantoma, my devotees don't waste 1 minute also. No? They always talk about me. They don't talk other things like materialists, like newspapers, he says. There are so many useless information in newspapers. And then second thing, he says, argument, yeah?
Argument is a Prajalpa that is adverse to devotional service. All the arguments of the followers of Nyaya and Vaisheshika are simply godless quarrels. They do not yield any result other than wasting the mind strength and increasing one's restlessness.
There are 6 systems of philosophy like Jaimini, Kanada, Kapila, like the Vaisheshika. There are 6 systems of philosophy. So these philosophies, what is the problem with these philosophies, I will tell you. Veda Vyasa has given Vedanta, that is the only one which perfectly explains that the source of everything is Krishna, absolute truth. He explains. And all the other 6 systems of philosophy, ultimately, directly, indirectly, they are leading to atheism. For example, if you take Jaimini's philosophy of Karma Mimamsa, for example, you know what it says? Karma Mimamsa philosophy says, karma is supreme, it says. That means, according to them, what you should do? Do pious activities in this world and go to heaven. Now you may say, are a fool, if you go to heaven, your punya will get over and you will come back to earth, you will say. And they say, we know it. Really? You know it, then why are you focusing on doing punya? They say, do punya, go to heaven and enjoy, and you will come back to earth, again do punya, go to heaven and enjoy, and come back. In this way, do always only punya. Why we have to only do only punya? Because if you don't do papa, you will never have to go to naraka. Either they will say. Now they say, because the good karma if you do, the results will not automatically come. They say like that. And they say the karma is so powerful, even Supreme Lord is subjected to karma. They will say like that. Even Krishna Rama, you see, Rama is weeping for his wife, he must have done some karma, like that they say. So, in this way they are offensive to the Lord. Actually, Lord Rama proved to Parvati Mata that, you know, Sita and Lakshman and Bharat, everybody was in Pattabhishek, Darshan he gave in Panchavati to her. Many of them don't know these things. They think that Lord is also subjected to karma. But actually in Bhagavata Krishna says, Namam karmani limpanti, name karma phale spruhaha, iti mam yobijanati karma birna sabadyate. He says that, Arjuna, karma cannot touch me. And anyone who knows this fact, they will also not be touched by karma. Neither is saying. So, and they don't know that beyond this heaven and hell, there is spiritual world, eternal world, where one should go. Therefore, Krishna says about this karma mimamsak people, they say that Vedavada ratah partha nani dastiti vadinaha. They say beyond this there is nothing. Just do punya and go to heaven, do yajna, go to heaven and keep coming, rotating in the cycle of birth and death. But you will not suffer. Why you won't suffer? Because you're doing only punya. But the problem with this philosophy is what? Number one, it diminishes the power of Supreme Lord. Number one. Number two, it foolishly makes you rotate in the cycle of birth and death. And number three, it's not that you can always do pious activity. Even a pious person sometimes can get stuck in sinful activity like Nriga. He wanted to give cows to Brahmanas, but he got into some tussle problem. And then he had to become a lizard. Correct, no? So, each of the six systems of philosophy has problem. Like for example, that Vaisheshika philosophy, you know? Vaibhashika, they call it, Vaibhashika. That philosophy, if you see what they say, you see, the matter in and of itself, you know, it cannot generate life. But if they combine together, life can come. For example, they will say, if you take a stick, and if you take a pumpkin, and you take a wire, individually they cannot make sound. But if you take the pumpkin and the connect with the stick and then put the wire, tung 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 tung, it gives sound. Like that, by some combination of matter, somehow life forms have come. Like that they say. It's an atheistic philosophy. Isn't it? Now you take atheistic Kapila's philosophy, not our Devahuti Putra Kapila. That is a Krishna conscious philosophy. But there was another atheistic Kapila in the six people. What he says that while counting these 24 elements, you know. So he also thinks that from these material elements, the life forms have originated, he thinks. Prabhupada says it is exactly like from a goat has got a hanging neck. You've seen that? From that can you extract milk? If somebody goes there and tries to get milk, what will happen? In the same manner, you cannot get life from matter, he says. So each of these philosophy is only worthy to be defeated. Lord Chaitanya has thoroughly defeated them, this kind of bogus philosophies. So therefore, these people are simply doing prajalpa. There are six systems of philosophy, conferences go on. Four days, five days, they do conferences, every day 8 hours. Useless talk, because it doesn't come to the right conclusion, it comes to atheistic conclusion. But amongst the six, the Vedanta, given by Vedavyas, that points hand to the Supreme Lord. Atato Brahma Jigyasa. Rasobai saha rasam hyevayam labdva anandi bhavati. If you connect with that Supreme Lord, you will become anandi. Labdva, if you attain Krishna, anandi bhavati. You will become happy. So he tells the truth. So therefore, those who are theistic and not atheistic, they follow only Vedavyas. They follow that. Therefore, if you get into argument with these people, karma mimamsakas, Kannadas, Jaiminis people. So all these people, it's useless time. You may go for those debates, conferences. It is simply a colossal waste of time. One shouldn't get into argument with them uselessly. Yeah. Go ahead. And then here he says, Naisha Tarkena Matir Apaneya. Simply with our intelligence, we cannot argue and come to conclusion. We have to take support of the Shastras. Yeah. And then he reads the underlying portion.
the living entity's proper discretion is eternally established in his natural intelligence. That discretion naturally flows towards the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord.
Actually, we have an innate discretion which takes us to the Supreme Lord, and these people are trying to divert it to some other wrong direction. Right, no? Yeah. One more thing he is saying. Arguments, if we do, it makes our heart very hard. Therefore, Dashamula Siksha was given by Bhaktivinoda Thakur to give solid 10 conclusive points of all the Vedic literature. So it is very worthy to read that Dashamula Siksha. Amnaya Prahatatvam Hari Niha Paramam. Like that, there are 10 items like that. You will read in the Dashamula Siksha. So there cannot be anything outside that. This Dashamula Siksha is one shloka only. Amnaya Prahatatvam means one should take the Vedic literature as the basis. Hari Niha Paramam. So Hari Niha Paramam means Lord, Hari is the Supreme. Rasabdhim. He is a rasa vigraha. He is the embodiment of all the rasas. Similarly, Prakriti Kavalitan, Jivaha, he says the jivas are all covered by Prakriti. Like that, Vimuktanscha Bhavat, he says they have to get liberated from this world and go back to Godhead and eternally serve. So, in this way, all those 10 items, if you read Dashamala Siksha, Bhaktivinoda Thakur did a very intelligent thing. He gave all the conclusion of Vedic literature like a concentrate in Vedic Dashamala Siksha. And that gives you the right conclusion. And then Mahaprabhu also, you will see Swarup Damodar told that one of the friends of Bhagavan Acharya, he told him, Bhagavata, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also said, Ateva Bhagavata Karaha Vichar. Study Bhagavata scrutinizingly. He also said, Bhagavata Pado, Bhagavata Padiya Bhagavata Sthane. You should study Bhagavatam from a Bhagavat devotee. Bhagavat has two meanings. One is a walking, talking guru or Vaishnava is also called Bhagavat. And the book Bhagavat, person Bhagavat, both are there. Okay? So that is worthy instead of wasting our time. See, our Sarum Bhattacharya, after all the thing were over, he became a devotee. This is the verse he said. Tarkika Srigala Sange Bhevu Bhevu Kari Sayimukhe Ye Besadaka Hi Krishna Hari. He says, read the translation.
In the association of the jackals known as logicians, I simply continued to bark a resounding Bhev Bhev. Now, from the same mouth, I am chanting the holy names Krishna and Hari. Useless arguments arise from envy, aversion or attachment to sense gratification or foolishness or self-pride. Quarrelsome people also become intoxicated by useless arguments.
Yeah, some people argue which is better, Ayurveda is better, allopathy better. So much argument people do. Some people say, is East best or West is best? Huh? Correct? Now people argue about that. Some say America is better. Some say India is better. You know? So these kind of, is there an end to these arguments? It's a useless argument. One shouldn't get into that. Whenever you see two people quarreling, you run away from that place. Don't waste time. Yeah. And then, fault finding. Read the underlying portion.
Because the renunciates have no business whatsoever with sense enjoyment, they can give up talking about others in all respects. But because a householder is engaged in earning, saving, protecting and maintaining the family, he cannot completely give up talking about others. It is best for him to live in a Krishna conscious family. When all one's material activities are related with Krishna, then even his unavoidable talk about others becomes sinless and a part of devotional practice in relation to Krishna. He should not talk about others in a way that is detrimental to anyone.
He says grihasthas are working in the company, they have to talk about what is good, what is bad, what is right, what is wrong. They have to earn money and also they have to put up a family and everything. But they also should sparingly talk about such things, not frequently, whenever it's absolutely needed. And renunciates have no business talking about others, they have to just absorb in Krishna consciousness. So sometimes Vaishnavas also talk about other people in order to instruct the disciple. Like here is giving example here. Shukadeva Goswami is saying all the materialistic people are, you know, wasting their time, day and night, eating, sleeping, waiting, defending, they are not becoming Krishna conscious. That criticism is not criticism. It is especially to save the devotees from falling prey to similar life. Correct, na?
Yeah.
And then after the useless talk, he says blasphemy. Read the blasphemy, yeah?
Blasphemy. Speech in the form of blaspheming sadhus.
Ultimate prajalpa. It begins with useless talk, then arguments, debate, and fault finding, and fifth one is blasphemy. Blasphemy. Yeah.
Speech in the form of blaspheming sadhus is the source of great inauspiciousness. If one wants to attain devotion to Lord Hari, then should make a vow like this. In this life, I will never blaspheme sadhus. Devotees are sadhus. By blaspheming them, all one's virtues are destroyed. By blaspheming the supremely pure Lord Mahadev, Prajapati Daksha, the best of ascetics, met with severe inauspiciousness, as stated in Srimad Bhagavatam.
Ayushriyam yashodharmam lokana shishayevacha hantishreyamsi sarvani pumso mahadatikramaha. An important verse, yeah. Read the translation.
My dear king, when a man persecutes great souls, all his benedictions of longevity, beauty, fame, religion, blessings, and promotion to higher planets will be destroyed.
Ah, very dangerous. Indra offended his guru by neglecting him. He lost all his opulences. So one has to be very careful. So this was already assured you. Ramachandrapuri example is given here. Our Ramachandrapuri was unnecessarily criticizing, and the result was his heart became hard and he left the company of Vaishnavas and went away. He ruined his life. Now let's go to Niyamagraha. Next one. Ready?
Niyamagraha. Failure to accept rules and regulations of bhakti. Indifference towards those rules that nourish bhakti.
That means not following rules and regulations. Like for example, there are many valuable rules which could be accepted. 64 principles are given by Rupa Goswami in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. If somebody doesn't go to the temple and then doesn't take darshan, doesn't take charanamrit, doesn't smell the thing offered. So that means, and also doesn't keep track of his chanting properly, completing his chanting every day, doesn't keep track of reading Prabhupada books. So he is neglecting. That is called Niyama Agraha. And some people enthusiastically accept these practices, but not for spiritual advancement, but for economic advancement. Some people ask, sir, if I increase my round from 2 rounds to 4 rounds, will my salary also increase two more thousand rupees? They think everything in terms of material advancement. They think like that. Yeah. They are very enthusiastic for rules for an inferior result. So therefore, their accepting has no meaning at all. Like somebody says, I fill up sadhana card. In sadhana card, how much marks you are supposed to get? 80. He regularly gets 25, for example, 25-30. For 3 years, he says, Prabhuji, I am very strict in following sadhana card. I follow, but the only problem is what? I get 25%, but I never improved on it. So then, is there any use filling up? Your very purpose of filling sadhana card is to improve. If you don't improve, then it is niyama agraha. Correct. Niyama agraha means, somebody doesn't fill up sadhana card only. You ask him why. He's overconfident. He says, I am a great soul, Prabhu. I don't need to fill up. That is niyama agraha. Correct, no? Yeah. Another example I'll give you. It will become more clear. Now, somebody, there is a road put up, sign is put up 30 km per hour. And he is driving his car at 60 or 70. He says, I have to rush to the airport. Otherwise, I'll miss the flight. So, what is he doing? He's breaking the rule. Correct, no? So, niyama agraha. He doesn't care for the rule. Police will whistle and then they'll charge him, fine him or something. And niyama agraha means somebody says, I will follow the 30 km per hour rule. But while driving my car, I will knock down all the cycles on the sidewalk. The sidewalk, there are bikes and cycles kept. He goes close to them, thad. He's knocking down 20 or 30 bikes and the bike dynamo is broken and the cycles are broken. And all of them come running, shouting, and he tells the police, sir, I didn't exceed the speed of 30. He's keeping the speed, but what is he doing? So what is the purpose of the speed limit kept? So that, children may be crossing the road, cells are kept inside, so they're very traffic, full of traffic. So the rule for slow speed is kept because some roads are congested roads. Therefore, they kept the speed. But then he is slowly driving, following the rule, but defeating the goal of the rule. You understand? The goal of driving slow is to not, you know, hit other cycles and children and other things. Correct? No? Purpose is defeated. That's Niyama Agraha. Are you ready?
Those interested in Krishna consciousness should not be eager to accept rules and regulations for economic advancement. Yet, they should very faithfully accept spiritual, scriptural rules and regulations for advancement in Krishna consciousness.
Okay. Now I'll show you another. I've given some examples, it'll become very easy for you. See here, if you look at the... Is it big enough? You can see? Okay. See, some people follow blind rituals, forgetting the essence. Somebody has a shop called Sudama Beer Bar. What is the problem? See, Sudama is a wonderful Krishna devotee, but what is with this shop is selling? So, he may say that, you know, I want to make my shop look little religious. But what is he doing? He's selling the wrong commodity. Correct, no? That means his ritual is following of giving a spiritual name. But then the substance is lost, yeah. Similarly, one time I was traveling in the train. When the train started, everybody was clapping hands. Jai Dev, Jai Dev, Jai Panduranga, Rayu Cha Vallabha, Rukmini Cha Vallabha, Jai Dev, Jai Dev. And they were clapping. Whole bogie was clapping hand. And my hairs were standing on end. I thought, my Lord, is it Kali Yuga or Satya Yuga? How is it that everybody has become a devotee of God? And then the train must have moved 5 minutes, I think. And then the aarti was over. Then they all took the suitcase and put it in the front and started playing cards. Throughout Pune to Bombay, they were playing cards, keeping some money, you know, 100 rupees, 200 rupees, 500 rupees, 1000 rupees, like that. They're fighting tooth and nail amongst themselves. So, that means their prayer to God is only a empty ritual. And they don't mean it actually. Because they are playing cards, keeping money, fighting with one another, correct, no? So in this way you find people following blind rituals. And another one, I don't know whether I told you, one time they had called me for a Bhagavad Saptaha to start an introductory session for 20 minutes. But then I saw bombastic arrangements they had made for with the silver chariot, bringing the Bhagavatam and then keeping the Bhagavatam on the top, then going back again and bringing the Swamiji who will be giving lecture. The whole procedure took 1.5 hours. I also walked with them and all the ladies were dressed like Yashoda Maya and they were sari like this, no? And all the men were dressed like Nanda Baba, with turban also. It looks like you are in Vrindavan. I liked it. I thought, oh, very nice cultural program. Okay, let us. So I went there. So when we reached the spot, it was between 10 to 12. It took time to bring all these things. And then when I looked at the audience, I saw Mataji's side was full. And Prabhuji's side, there were a few men sitting way behind. And the youngest man in the crowd was 80 plus. Then I asked the organizers, sir, where are the other men with coat, suit, boot and tie and all? They came for the bringing of the Bhagavatam and bringing the speaker and all. You know, no, they all are businessmen. Office going men, they all have gone away, they are not here. They just came for the beginning of the program, he said. They won't sit in the class. Then I asked, should I wait for them? Oh, they will not come, they will not come. Don't, you can start, he said. Then Swamiji was sitting already. Then I spoke 20 minutes and I came. But one thing I understood that they have respect for Bhagavatam, they have respect for the speaker, but the real respect for the speaker is you should hear. If you don't hear and apply, then all this external ritual is not enough. Either I've given many. Okay, we will put these notes for the attendees. They can go through it themselves. So there are many examples of externally following the rule and not understanding the spirit. Yeah, some of them I told you. Form without substance. And Niyama... Agraha means Actually, all these people are accepting rules, correct, no? They are accepting rules, but not understanding the purpose. So, therefore, you can call it as a Niyama Agraha. So, let us see some examples of somebody who don't follow the rules, who break the rules also. Like for example, read that D1 example.
D. A grown-up still walking in diaper. Example, different rules from different stages. Take responsibility commensurate with training given.
Yeah. Correct. No? Like somebody chanting 4 rounds for 14 years. Is it good? You know? That means, you know, number of years are growing, but he is not improving in spiritual life. It's like a 25-year-old boy still in diaper like when he was a baby. You've seen babies wear diaper? Imagine if a 25-year-old boy is walking in diaper, people will laugh at him. You know, you don't expect a grown-up fellow to behave like that. That means some people don't follow, you know, properly Krishna consciousness. That is Niyama Agraha. That's what is explained here. Read that. Bhakti Aloka, what he says, let us see.
Niyama Agraha. Too much attachment to or too much neglect of rules and regulations. Niyamas or rules are of two kinds, vidhis or prescriptions and nishedhas or prohibitions. Whatever is enjoined as one's duty is a prescribed rule. Whatever is enjoined as restricted is a prohibited rule. Both kinds of rules are auspicious for the living entities.
Yeah. So there is a vidhi, there is nished. So there is one stroke which says, tasmat kena pipayena mana krishne niveshayet. That means somehow or other one should engage one's mind in Krishna by following this vidhi and nished. One more verse is there. It says, smartavyam satatam vishnum vismartavyam najatujit sarve vidhi nishedhasyur etayor. Eva kinkaraha, you heard this? Huh? It says, always remember Krishna, never forget Krishna, it says. So, and then it says that. Only 1 minute. So, always remember Krishna, never forget Krishna. Then he says, all rules and prohibitions are for what? For this principle only. Otherwise, the rules are useless. Correct, no? One should remember this. It's very important. Like in spiritual world, there is only one rule that you should love Krishna. There is only one prohibition. You should not envy Krishna. That's all. One time, there was in Jadurani Mataji who wanted to put a picture on the wall. She stood on Prabhupada Vyasasan and put it on the wall. So some temple devotee told her, Mataji, you cannot do this. Prabhupada sits in this Vyasasana. How can you stand on that? And Jadurani Mataji was a very bold girl, disciple of Prabhupada. When Prabhupada came in the evening, she directly asked him, Swamiji, is it wrong for me to climb on your Vyasasana and put the picture on the wall? You only told me to put all the pictures on the wall. I used your seat for putting the pictures. Prabhupada said, oh, you are putting Krishna pictures in my room all over. Very nice. Now the room looks completely spiritual, very nice. And Prabhupada said, because you used the seat for engaging in Krishna service, for the sake of Krishna service, you can climb on my head also, no problem. As Prabhupada said. Just like our old Orissan lady, you know. She climbed on Lord Chaitanya's shoulder and one leg on Garuda Stambha. But she was looking at Lord Jagannath with great eagerness. And Mahaprabhu told Govinda, hey Govinda, you are shouting at her, but see, how much eagerness she has to take darshan of Jagannath. On one leg she is offending devotee, who is Garuda. Another leg she is offending Lord. Still it is not considered offense because love reigns supreme. Because she is lovingly seeing Jagannath, Lord did not take any offense. You can see that. So therefore, we should know that we should do loving devotional service. And maybe next class I will say a little bit more about Niyamagraha examples. We can discuss more next class. Yeah, and also we will proceed with the next two next time. So Prajalpa Niyamagraha I told now, and Janasangascha and Laulyamcha. Those two we will finish in the next class. Shri Prabhupada ki, our Bhaktavrinda ki. Thank you very much.